outside force had been before. Before this team left the Pesh in 2004, hundreds of locals who had fled to Pakistan during the previous decades of conflict were coming home, having heard that the valley was at peace and that the Americans who had made this possible should be viewed as friends. This was a dramatic break in a pattern that had lasted for centuries, and at the time this was duly noted by the press and military leaders. Time, U.S. News and World Report, and 60 Minutes 2 all profiled the Green Berets' success, and senior officers visited their camp hoping to take home replicable lessons from their achievement. Sadly, once this team of Green Berets left the valley and were replaced, the lessons their unit had learned about cultural sensitivity and mutual respect were forgotten. A more conventional search-and-destroy strategy took over, and very shortly, things reverted to form. By 2005, the same region that had welcomed the Special Forces troops as peacemakers was the site of the Lone Survivor disaster. 2 years after that, the Korangal Valley, which runs into the Pesh, became known as the deadliest place in Afghanistan. Eventually, more than 100 Americans lost their lives in the Greater Pesh Valley. In 2011, after years of effort, it was abandoned by U.S. forces to an uncertain future. As pundits draw lessons from all that went wrong in the Pesh and Afghanistan, it may be helpful to remember what briefly went right. The official name of the uniquely successful Special Forces unit was Operational Detachment Alpha 936, ODA,